Okay, today is Daf Ayin Gimel. So we are on Ayin, we're actually on Ayin Gimel. We can go back to Ayin Beis just to get to the flow. Okay, so last four or five words on Ayin Beis. We're talking about, we're talking about what's considered establishing a residence so that you would either be required to partake in the Eir Chaseiros or the Shita Nevoah. So we use those terms interchangeably for the most part today. And if you forget, then you mess up. So what establishes your dira? You see, establishing a dira has importance for other halachas as well. There's Chanukah, there are other halachas that establish a dira, and the halachas may not always be the same. So my makom dira, what's considered your makom dira? So Rav Amar, Rav says, makom pita, it's the place where you eat, Rav says, who ochal sham, the Shmuel Amar makom lina, the place where you sleep. Right? It doesn't necessarily, most of the time, that they're the same place, but sometimes they're different, because nafka mina is really halacha maisa, it comes from the hotel. Your makom lina can necessarily be in your room, and your makom pita may be in a different building or a different area. So that gets into a little bit about hotels. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rav from a brisa that's again Rav who says that makom lina is what establishes. Rav says makom pita and Shmuel says makom lina. So we're asking Rav who says makom pita. So we can ask him a brisa that deals with back with our case of tchum of tchumim, right? So right, we have tchum Shabbos. So Gemara says meisvei. And we ask you a kasha in the following brisa. Haroim, roim are those, the shepherds. Vekayotzin, those who watch the te'inim that are put around the side, right? So katze, right? The katzayin. Vehaburganim, those are the watchmen. Veshomrei peiros, and those who watch the fruits in the fields. Bizman shedarkon alim ba'ir, when they sleep in the city. So then harehin ka'anche ir, they get the same rules as the anche ir, which means they have 2,000 amos from the edge of each city, right? And the entire city is considered their dalet amos, right? But bizman shedarkon alim ba'sadeh, but when they decide to sleep in the fields, even at night they sleep out there, maybe in those bungalows and those huts. So then yeshem apayim l'chol ruach. Then they establish their residence. They have apayim l'chol ruach over there. So you see here that what's establishing your residence, at least with Gabi Chum, what's establishing your residence is makom lina. Is where you're sleeping. If they're sleeping in the city, like the city. If they're sleeping in the fields, then the chum is from the fields. It's all based on where they're eating out in the fields, but it's all depending upon where they're sleeping or what they're eating in the city. It doesn't make a difference. It's all about where they sleep, which is a Kashan Rav who said that's makom pita. So the answer, one answer could simply say, well, there's a difference between chum and establishing a residence for a chatzah. But the Gemara says no. Hasam there by the shomrim who are sleeping in the city. So we're going to go by makom. It's not a raya because hasam. Anan Sahadi, the imamtu who rifta hasam tvei nichaluhu. No, because over there we have an Anan Sahadi that these guys would much prefer to just stay where they are. They would much prefer to sleep where they're watching and eat and do everything over there. But we have an Anan Sahadi that's what they would do. But what happens is that they don't have food in the field. So they come into the city. So therefore they're coming. Therefore we're going to say that their makom lina is going to be the place where the makom lina is going to establish, because where they're eating has no effect over here, because they would prefer to eat there, but they're forced over there. So where are we going to establish? We're going to establish the place right where they sleep. Rashi says, "Hachi garcina di mamtu rifta lahasam teinichluhu hovitzrich lishmor shari shenim sham kol alayla." That's where they typically sleep. So they would rather eat there. The fact that the only reason why they leave there is because they can't necessarily get the food over there. So they get the food and they move back into the city. So that's in that instance they can establish the city as their residence. But they would much prefer to be in the field. And so therefore even so that's not really right one way or the other. Rock and still hold that makom pita is the place. And here the fact that we're establishing that they're sleeping over here is because that's where they want to eat. It's a different case. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef." We've seen this many times. Rav Yosef says again. We're seeing a lot more in Erevin than anywhere else. Lo shemi lo hashmaita. I never heard this ruling. What's this ruling? He never heard the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. He never heard that Rav said that makom pita is gorim. I remember Rav got sick. Shmuel Yosef got sick. He forgot everything he learned, and he used to when, on his way back. He used to say, "I never heard that." And Abaye, his Talmud would always remind him about what it was. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Not only at amar nihalon." You taught this to us, that Rav says that makom pita is goreim, but aha amarta nihalon, and you said it to us based on the words of the Mishnah, right? Because you have the following case. The Mishnah says, ha'achin, ha'yu ochlin al shulchan aviyim v'yishenim b'vateyim. So you had the brothers who eat by the table of their father, but they sleep in their house, right? Everyone goes back to the house. They have four brothers, five brothers, and the father. So they all go, they eat by the father, and then they go back into this house, right? And we say, Tzrichen Eruv L'chol Echad V'Echad. And so you see, they each would need their own Eruv. In other words, they each have individual residence in the Chatzer. In order to permit carrying in the Chatzer, you would require them to make an Eruv. Everyone has to make an Eruv. They're not considered one, they're considered five. Right? Tzrichen Eruv L'chol Echad V'Echad. And we ask you, Shema Mina Makom Lina Gorim? Is it proof from here that Makom Lina is Gorim? Because they're eating by the father, and they're sleeping in their own house, and they require an Eruv. So therefore you would say that Makom Lina is Gorim, and then we ask you that, is Makom Lina Gorim? But Martalon, you say, no, right? Allah, Amr of Yehud, Amr Rav, in the Kali Prasha, no, like we answered yesterday. This is not a typical case of where they eat by one place and sleep in the other place. Here, it's Mekabli Prasha, you know. The Mishnah is talking about the case Rashi says, "V'chol echa yishlo dir levada imo b'chatzer." It's mekabel pras where they're getting their sustenance from. They basically get the handout from the father, and then they go back to their apartments, and they eat. Right, so they don't actually eat in the house of the father. Rather, they receive the food from the father or money to buy food, and therefore the father is considered. It's not really makom pas, right? And therefore, when they go back to the other place, then they would need an eruv because. Maybe you could say over there that's makabli pras, and their makom lina, their makom achila, their real makom achila is back in their own house. Rather, it's a mean of oklam lashukan vihen means they're just getting makabli pras. But there's no raya over there that makom lina is goring, but it possibly could be is that we're going by makom pita because that's where they're really eating. Right? It depends on what you consider makom pita. Is that where you get the food or you actually eat the food?
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe it was the houses were given as a Yerusha and they owned them right out. You don't know. It doesn't say who owns it. Okay. So according to Rav, right, our Mishnah deals with brothers who are Makabel Pras and they're not mamish eating from the father at the father's house. So now we learn in our Mishnah that if the Erev comes to them, right, if someone wants to establish an Erev with them. Or that there are no other people living in the chatzer, they don't have to make an eruv. We said that this mekabli pras is enough of a connector between the sons and the fathers to say if no one else is there, or if there are people there and they're bringing the eruv to them, right? Or they're bringing a different eruv chatzeros into them, they count as one. They would count as one. They don't have to make it their own eruv. So you see that mekabli pras does have this bit of a connection. So as Marzan asked. On other cases where there's makabel pras, are they considered a connection as well? So Tana Rabbanon, Misha Yeshlo Chamesh Nashim. So someone has five wives, right? So he has his established central residence, and the wives have houses all around in the chatzer. And makabel pras mivaleim. They are receiving their sustenance from the husband. Vith Chamisha Avadim. All the cases where you have the master, and then he has his five avadim. In houses in the chutzah as well, and they get their sustenance from the master. Yet they go back, right? They go back to their house. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira Matir Benashim. Rabbi Yehuda says he's Matir Benashim, meaning the women, the wives, are not oser tiltu on the baal and not on each other. They don't have to make an eruv amongst themselves, assuming nobody else is in the chutzah, because they're connected to the husband. They're all considered one, so they don't have to make their own eruv. It's considered as one person in the chutzah. It's just the husband. Right, but oser be'avadim. But he says no. When it comes to the avadim, they do aser on the husband. They are considered separate. They are considered separate entities. They're not considered connected to the adon. And therefore, that chatzer, again, assuming no one else is in the chatzer, it's just the master and the slaves. That chatzer would require each one to be mishatei to make an eruv in order to permit carrying. The difference being is that we say ishto kagufo, maybe we say ishto kagufo, and therefore the women are drawn after the husband, but avadim are not considered kagufo. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava matir avadim v'osir ben nashim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava, he switches around. He says when it comes to avadim, they are so mechal shulchan, they're tied to the master, and therefore they're all part of one. No one is in the chutzner, it's all one. And the nashim, they would have to make an oneir. They would ask on the bow. Halach l'maisa, we pass in the kula by both, because when it comes to the Rabbanon, we pass in the kula. So we would say, Shulchan Aruch brings down that both by Avadim and by Nashim, they're not considered, they're considered connected, and you would not have to make the Eruv. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava matir by Avadim v'Oser ben Nashim. Why? Amarav, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Why is he matir by Avadim? Why does he say that Avadim are considered subservient enough or connected enough to the Baal in order to not require a Eruv in this Chatzer? It's because it says in Sefer Daniel, regarding Daniel, right? Nebuchadnezzar raised Daniel up from all the other ministers, and the pasuk concludes with Daniel Bisra Malka. Daniel was in the gate, right? Was always in the gates of the king. Which means always in the gates of the king. He wasn't always in the gates of the king. Sometimes he was outside the gates of the king. Sometimes he was home. Sometimes he was somewhere else. But what you see is here is that since he's a Kabbal prop, he's getting his sustenance from the king, he's always considered working. You know, he's always considered working for the king. It's like an associate in a law firm. He's tied to the business. He never has a free time on his own. He's always part. This Eved is always part of the master, and therefore if he's Mekabel Pras and Rabba like this, he's tufel to the master. And the master in our situation would not require to make an Eved in order to carry in the Chatzer. Right. Well, then I mean, if you live in a different chutz, it depends. If you live in a different chutz, there's no question talking about it here. Okay. So pshita, it's clear, right? The Gemara says it's pashut that bein etzel aviv kid amran, that the son by the father is as if we, like we said in the Mishnah, that he's considered connected to the father. Again, assuming that either the heir came to them or there's nobody else in the chutzir, he's considered connected enough to the father that individually they would not require to make an heir. Right, and also if they were making an Eruv with another chatzer, you would only need the one. You wouldn't need to contribute. It would just be the father. Right. So, ben itzel aved kidam run isha itzel baila the eved itzel rabo. That's glukta the Rabbi Yehuda ben Basay Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's the machlokes we just saw before. Whether considered connected or not, which ones they each say the other one. But now the question is talmud itzel rabo mai, the student by his rebbe. Right, so the student is living in the chutzner of his Rebbe, and he's getting the money, right? I guess the Rebbe then made a lot of money. They were able to support the students, as opposed to the student's parents supporting the Rebbe. It's different than a kollel, because they're getting provisions from inside. They don't have to go outside to get the provisions. It's different. It's done differently, right? Well, that's not the case here. The case here is that they're getting it from the Rebbe. Talmud Eitzel Rabo.
Make a difference either way?
I don't know. That's not the question that they're asking. I don't know. They're asking the question of Talmud Eitzel Rabo. What?
The Rebbe gets the money and distributes it.
That's how it used to be, I guess. But I don't know. Talmud Eitzel Rabo, right? He's living with the Talmud's living with in the Chatzer, and he's getting the sustenance from the Rebbe, and he goes back to his house to eat. So is that enough of a connection? So my, is that considered his nimshach hagar rabbi? In other words, is he like the ben etzel aviv, or is he like the slave or the woman according to one of the other shittas, and he's not connected? So Toshma will bring a raya to answer this suffix. The Rav Bei Rabbi Chia. Rav learned in the base measures of Rabbi Chia, and he lived in his chatzer, and he was makabel pras from him. Amar, he said, Ein anu tzricha ma'ari. We do not have to make an eruv. Why? Shari anu somchem al shulchan Rabbi Chia, because we're somich on the table of Rabbi Chia, and therefore we don't need an eruv.
So they're eating there.
No, they're makabel pras.
They're eating there.
They're eating in their own house.
They're just getting
the sustenance. So Rashi says, that's how Rashi says that they do it. That's the case. Right? Rabbi Chia, the previous generation, learned at the house of Rebbe, right? And there's makabel pras from Rebbe, and that makes sense, because Rebbe had a lot of money, right? Amar ein anot tzrichon arev. We do not. There's no chiddush otherwise. If they're actually sleeping, if they're actually eating there, then there's no. That's not the question. The question here is what they get. They're makabel pras. These are all the questions you have is makabel pras. So Amar ein anot tzrichon arev. Ein anot somchem al shulchan Rebbe. So you see that Talmid Eitzel Rabo is considered enough of a connection. Again, assuming nobody else is in the chatzir and they're making the eruv in the chatzir, it by them, they're not asar on, they don't asar on each other. They don't have to make an eruv. Okay.
Are the two people sharing an apartment? They're not related to each other.
It's a different story. Apartment. Apartments you make eruv.
Let's say there were one apartment, studio, whatever. The two bedroom apartments.
Well, that was yesterday's. The other half, the track them. Five different people.
But this is one apartment. So
right.
The two guys not related. Living the same residence, that
it could be.
One can give to the other, I guess.
They probably don't need an Eruv then. First of all, if that's
no, there are four of the houses. Can one give to the other?
I'm assuming so, but that depends on what we said the other day.
We talked
the other day. We said we related also. We had the case of the Trocklin. We had five people living in the. It depended on how separated they were. If they weren't separated, the rooms aren't separated. It was a machlokas beis hilul beis shammai and a machlokas in the Gemara and how to read that machlokas beis hilul beis shammai. Okay, in the Brisa on Daf Lamed Beis, we go back. We had the case of five people that put their Eruv together in the Chatzir. Five houses that put their Eruv, now they can carry in the Chatzir. Now that Chatzir wants to make an Eruv with another Chatzir, right? They want to make another, right? With the other Chatzir, then one person can do it because they're considered one. Once they make the Eruv together, they're considered one entity. They're the corporate entity, and then that entity can make any person can represent them to make the Eruv with the next Chatzir. Now the Habayah has a suffix, whether or not that is actually the halacha. Is that true? So he's Abaye asked Rabbi the following question. So five people living in the chatzer, five people that live in houses into one chatzer, they make an eruv in order that they can carry from their houses into the chatzer. And now they want to be ma'ari with another chatzer. So, kishahe molichin as eruvam limakom acher, eruv echelakulon, o trichin, eruv kolecha v'yechad. Do they represent as a corporate entity and they just need one person to represent them and they can make the eruv with the second chatzer? Or does each individual house now have to participate again to make the eruv with the next chatzer? What? For the inter chatzer eruv. O trichin eruv kolecha v'yechad. So Amrlei, Rabbi said back to him, eruv echelakula. No, they're a corporate entity now. They can, one person represents them and they can make what that make the eruv. Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbi asks him. When the Achin, in our case, right, the brothers, they are accepting, and they're Makabo Pras, and we said they are considered one entity, because they don't asser on each other. Nevertheless, Katani, Tzrichin Eir, V'kol Echa V'yechad. The halacha is over here. Rashi says, V'ha'achin, D'masnisin, K'gavos Eruv Andami, D'akatani, Im Ein Yimon D'yurim, Ein Tzrichin Arev. Nevertheless, if they want to make their Eruv with another chatzer, the halacha is that they're basically chavura set breaks apart, and each one is required to participate in the intra chatzer eruv. Why is there a difference? Aren't they considered like one? I mean, they're only considered like one. We've been saying it all along. They're only considered like one for when they're alone, because that's enough of a connection like that. But when there are other people, that sort of breaks it up. And that's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara answers hachav ma'askinon kigon di ikod diyorin bahadoyu. We're dealing with the case. The reason why each of the brothers have to participate individually in the second Erev is because we have the Yorin Bahadayu. Rashi says, Umolichim demasnisin afilu b'chatzer shelahen kamar, shema'arvin in the Yorin Shemayin. And even in their own chatzer, they would be required to participate in the Erev. The only time we say they're not required to participate in the Erev is if they're alone with the father. But if they're not alone with the father, we kept saying along, they're not. So, hachu b'maiskin ika di Yorin Bahadayu, demigo dahani asri, Hani Nami Asri, because since these are Oser, since the Orim will live there, Aser on the father and the brother to carry in the Chatzer, so Hachi Nami Asri, so too, the fathers and the brothers now Aser on each other. Once you have other people in here, the connection between the fathers and the brothers is dissipated. It breaks up. This is a portion of report in Rashi. Rashi says, Demigo Dahani Asri, meaning the outsiders, the Hezkikum the Eruv, and they force the fathers and the brothers to make an Eruv. Hani namri ish al achim. So therefore, the brothers themselves asar on each other. Aval shtei chatzeros. Right. So let's say you have two chatzeros with pesach b'neiim, and there's an opening between them. The gavu elu iruvam leatzmon vehutra chatzeron. The elu atzmon hutra chatzeron. Right. But let's say you have two chatzeros, and they made an eruv in chatzer A, and they made an eruv in chatzer B. You don't have to. All of chatzer A doesn't have to participate for the joint eruv. Now, one person can represent the corporate entity. Or the father and the son lives without anybody else. And now the two chatzeros want to make an eruv together. If there's no one making you usher in that field, there's no one making you usher in that chatzer, then you're considered one. Right? And the Gemara says, let's read in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hachinami Mistavro, and this makes sense. Based on the lashon of the Mishnah as well, that the reason there are Mishnah is because of Migo, the Katani, because our Mishnah says, Amasai, when do the brothers require an Eruv? Bizman shemolichen es Eruvam b'makom acher. When they take the Eruv and they place it somewhere else. Aval im haya Eruvam va'etzlam. Osha ain't Yuriman Bechatzer, ain't Srichim La'ari. If they come to the Eir, comes to them, but there's no one else living in the field, then, they don't need an Eir. But Shema Minah, that if there are other people in the Chatzer that force them to make an Eiruv, then they lose their joint status. Okay. Now we're going back to this whole Makum Pas, Makum Lina issue. Boy, many Rabbi Chiya Barabim and Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Chiya Barabim asked the following questions from Rav Sheshes. B'nei Bei Rav, right, the Talmidim who need their Rebbe, the Achli Nama Bivaga, and their Derech is to eat their bread in their, I guess, it seems to be that the dormitory was like in one area and the Beis Medrash, or where they learned was in somewhere else. So the Achlu Nahama Bibaga, Va'aisu Ubaisi Bibei Rav. Their Derech was to eat their bread in the dormitory, which is in the Baga, which is in the Bika, Va'asu Ubaisi Bibei Rav. And they came and they slept in the Beis Medrash, right?
He didn't sleep in the dorm.
It seems over here. I don't know. Rashi says, right, it says Bivaga Beisu Spisa Bivika, because that's where the dining hall was, and Baisi, but they would sleep in the base measures, which I guess they were both within 2,000 amas. So we're talking about a chaser of tchumim here. So Kimashchinul Hutchuma, when we decide to determine their tchum, Mi Bei Rav Mashchinul Hu, you do it from where they were sleeping, right from the base measures. We do it. Oh, Mi Baga Mashchinul Hu, or from where they were eating, from the dining hall, either from the mess tent or from where they're sleeping. So Amalei, Mashchinan, Mi Bei Rav. We judge it from the base measures because that's where they're sleeping. That's where they're sleeping, that's where we judge it from. Right? So the Gemara says, so now Rav Chiya Bar Avin is going to ask on Rav Sheshes, how do you say that the Makom Mina is most important? The Harei, no saying that Yeruva Toka Pai Mama, Asu Baisim Bidesi, the Mashchinan Tchumim Yeruva. What are you talking about? Every Eir Tchumim, if you say Makom Mina, then the whole concept of Eir Tchumim is gone. I'm sleeping in my house, but I put my Tchum 2,000 amas out of the city, because that's where I want to start. So you can go by Makom Lina? Let me go by Makom Lina. What's the point of my Eruv? We're just 2,000 amas outside of the city. Right? Varei, no saying this Eruv, but Tokha, Pai Mama, Asu, Baisi, Ubesa, to Mashkin, to Meiruva. You make the Tchum start from the Eruv. So you see from here that Makom passes Iker, not the Makom Lina. So the Gemara says, no, again, when you make the Tchumim, that proves you really want to be there. The only reason why you're not there is because you can't be there. But that becomes your place. Bahi, when you put out your Erev, Anan Sahadi, we're Asian basically, we have an Umdam Das, Uvahada, and by the Talmidim case, Anan Sahadi, we're also Umdam Das. It all depends on where the guy had his intention to take his Shvisa. Bahi, when it comes to Erev Tchumim, Anan Sahadi, Din Mitarle, Hossam, Nichle. If he had a place to sleep over there, he would sleep there. That's why he's establishing his residence over there, because he wants to go hear the Rebbe's Shir, which is 2,000 amas further out. That's where he wants to be. Right, the hadah, and in the case where by us, where they're eating in the dining hall, but the sleeping base medrash, anan sahadi ma'itzuli ritul be'rav nichli tzvu. Today they would prefer to eat in the base medrash. They're not allowed to eat in the base medrash. That's not where the food is. The food's over there. So it doesn't prove that necessarily makom lina here, because maybe the only reason why they don't have the food here is because they can't. They would prefer to be there, but they're over here. Okay, more sveikus by the son or by the Talmud who's makabel pras, and we say he becomes one connected with the father. But does that apply to other halachas, which we make a distinction whether or not you're an individual or you're a partnership together? So Bayi Rami Bar Chama Rav Chisda Av Ubino and Rabbi Talmidu Kirabim Dami. Let's read all three. Kirabim Dami, Chidim Dami, Srichin Eruv, O Ein Srichin Eruv, and Mavoi Shalhan Nita Belechi Bekora, O Shein Nita Belechi Bekora. So what's the first case? Rabbi Dami Chidim Dami. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ha'avu Beno, Harabi Talmidu, Karabu Dami. Le'inyon, Shtei Chatzeros Zo Lifni Mizu. You have two Chatzeros, one is inside from the other. Udrisas Regla Panimis Al Chitzona. And the inner one has right away to the outer Chatzer, because that's how he gets to the, Rosh Hashanah. That's how he gets to the path. So, basically, if the inner guy, So all the people in the inner chatzer, let's say they did not make an eruv, right? They did not make an eruv. So now those people are usher in their own place. So it's mug usher b'mkomo, and then usher onto the people inside, outside as well, right? And we learned in our Mishnah, should be in, I think on Wednesday, im hayusha yachidim, right? If sheyachid dabr pnimis. It's only one individual who lives in the inner courtyard to have a regal hamuteris from koma, so he's mutter to carry in from his house and to the chutzner or not. So Eino Seresh Lomakom, it doesn't have any impact on the outer courtyard. The Imsho Rabim, but if there are many people living in the inner courtyard, Vilo Ira Panimis La'atma, then they didn't make an Eruv with each other, to have a regular Hasur B'Mekomo, so they are now considered regular Hasur B'Mekomo because they can't carry in their own place. Oseris ala chitzona, they asr on the outer people as well. Afilu ira chitzona atzma, even the outer people made an eruv. So what now? What's with our case is in the inner courtyard is the father and the son, the father and the son. So we said they're connected. Are they connected so much so that they're considered yachid in the inner courtyard, and therefore that even if they didn't make an eruv, they don't asr the outer courtyard. All right. Case number two, shrichan eruv. Oh, ain't shrichan eruv. Rabbi Rashi says b'she'ain diyorin imayin. Right. Let's say the father and the son live in the chatzer. Do they need to their own eruv, or is the makabel pras enough? It seems to me that's sort of what our question was. We already discussed this, but that's question number two. Question number three is we learned on Daf Yud Beis that in order to what's considered a mavoi, right? A mavoi, you have to have the sheet of avos, and you can have a lepin kora. So in order to be a mavoi, you have to have houses open to the chatzer, and chatzeros open into the mavoi, right? A mavoi must have two chatzeros open into it. Now, let's say one of those chatzeros, let's say a mavoi has two chatzeros open into it, and in one of them, one chatzer is the father, and the other chatzer is the son, and the son is somech al shulchan aviv, is makabel pras. Is that considered two chatzeros? And therefore, we have a mavoi, and we have all the rules of mavoi, or not, or maybe it's only one, because since the father is so connected to the son, it's not considered. So mavish lahen nitam lech mikoro in lech mikoro. So amar le, so rechizah satar mechamer tani tuah. We already learned this in our brisa. Abu bino, rabbi talmido, bizman she ain't imayin diyorin. There's no one else living there. Harehin kin yechidim. They're considered individuals, and therefore the individuals on the inside, they're not going to ask on the outside. They ain't shrikan eruv. They don't need an eruv because there's nobody else there. They're considered one. And umavoy shelahen nita belecha mikora. And it's but it's weird. Nevertheless, it's still considered separate. No, they're connected for some and not for the other. Which is because Rashi seems to, that comes into an issue with Rashi Tosos. Rashi seems to indicate that one question is telling on the next question. But Tosos asks, if one question is telling the next question, then how can they consider the Yachid and still be considered two chaseros for a moment? So Tosos says, no, it's more of an Imtim Selomer type questions. They're not necessarily dependent on each other, and Imtim Selomer, and you can say that they're connected to this level, but not to the following level. Okay. Start with the next Mishnah.
Father and son are not really dependent on each other. They're independently wealthy. They still connect. They think it's still one unit.
No, the only reason why they're connected over here is because he gets his bread from the father.
Right, but if they both had jobs, both had incomes and everything else, they would not.
If he's not getting his sustenance from the father, then he's separate. You have to have something that connects them. If you're living on your own, the relationship adds to it. But if I'm not getting the food from the guy, so then what's my connection to his house? Okay, now our Mishnah is going to again consider learning about Eruv Chatzeros Shitufei Mavos. So you have Chamesh Chatzeros Pesuchos Lo Lazu. You have five Chatzeros that open to each other. The picture Rashi is decent. You have Chatzer has two houses. You have five of them. Each wall between each chatzer is open, so you can go from one chatzer. You can go chatzer one to two, two to three, three to four, four to five. They can go right through each other, and they're also open up into the mavoi. Chamesh chatzeros psuchos olazu upesuchos lemavoi. Irbu bechatzeros. The problem we're going to have over here now is that if you remember, we had a machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim whether or not you can rely on chitav mavos if you don't make the irbu chatzeros and vice versa. Now Mishnah, and so Rav Meir says no, and Chachamim said yes. Now Mishnah is going to have like four statements, and they seem to be going pinging back and forth as to who they're holding, like Rabbanan or Rav Meir. So Chamesh Chatzeros Upsuchos Olozo Upsuchos Lamavoy Eruv Chatzeros. So each of the Chatzeros made an Eruv with all the Chatzeros, and they made an Eruv Chatzeros for themselves, and then they made the intra Chatzer Eruv as well. But they did not make to make them to the mavoi, right? So there's no sheet of mavos. So mutarim b'chatzeros, they're now mutar to carry from all the chatzeros to each other. V'asurim b'mavoi, but they cannot carry into the mavoi. Meaning, hold like Rav Meir, that you can't even though they made the Erev with each other, we're not somich on the Erev instead of the Shituf, and they can't carry from the Chatzer into the Mavoi. Okay? That's statement number one. The Im Nishtatzu B'Mavoi, but if they made a Shituf Mavos, which seems over here to say that they only made a Shituf Mavos. The Gemara is going to end up saying that they also made a Shituf Mavos, but here it seems to say, V'Im Nishtatzu B'Mavoi, Mutar and Kamekan. Let's say instead of making Erev Chatzeros with all of them, they all just joined into the Shituf Mavos. Maybe there are other Chatzeros on the other side. So they all join to the Shituf Mavos, then they can carry from one chatzer to the other, and they can carry it to the Mavos, which is now seems to indicate not like Rav Meir. Okay, so going back and forth. Next case. Eru v'chatzeros, if they made Eru v'chatzeros, v'nishtatfu b'mavoi, and they made the Shituf Mavos. They did both. But v'shachach echa b'bnei chatzer v'lo Eruv. But one of the guys did not participate in the Eru v'chatzeros. Typically what would happen would be, you mess up the whole thing, unless he does b'tor reshus. Right? So no, we say mutar and kamikan. We say we're mutar, no problem, because we're going to be somich on the Shituf Mavos. He participated in the Shituf Mavos, he didn't participate in the Eruv Chatzeros. Shituf Mavos, it's enough. Right, now, let's say they made an Eruv Chatzeros, and they made a Shituf Mavos, and one of them, Mibnei Mavoi, Belo Nishtatev. One of the people in the Chatzeros that opened to the Mavoi did not participate in the Shituf Mavos. He did participate in the Eruv Chatzeros, but he did not participate in the Shituf Mavos. Mutarim the Chatzeros, they're permitted to carry in the Chatzeros, but Asurim the Mavoi, but they're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. Meaning we're not going to be Somech on the Eruv Chatzeros for the Mavoi, which is now going back like Rav Meir, right? Why? Shamavoi the Chatzeros and Chatzer Labatim, because a Mavoi to the Chatzeros equals a Chatzer to the Batim, and just like if one person forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeros, he knocks you out. So if he forgets the Shituf Mavos, he knocks you out also. So you can't carry in the Mavoi, but you still can't carry in the Eruv in the Chatzer because he participated in the Eruv Chatzeros. He did not participate in the Shituf Mavos. So you see, the Mishnah is a tension in the Mishnah. It's going back and forth of whether or not we're somich on one, but makom the other.
In all cases, they make the Eruv in between the Chatzeros.
That was some they did, some they didn't.
In all cases, they made an Eruv your own chatzer, for sure.
It depends on the case. Let's read the Mishnah again. Chamesh chatzeros psuchos zoluzu, upasuchos lamavoi. Eruv chatzeros. They made the Eruv. All five made an Eruv to each other, v'lo nishtatfu b'mavoi. But they didn't make an Eruv. That's the first one. Of course they have to make the Eruv in between each other. There's two different types of Eruvs. There's an Eruv in your own chatzer, and there's an Eruv to go into other chatzeros.
He says they didn't make an Eruv in between, for each other. Only in their own individual household.
Rashi says differently, because Rashi even from one to the other. I'm not sure what you're reading in there. It says, Ach
Mizuluzu. Do not merge all of the Chatzeros together with a joint Eruv to permit carrying from one Chatzer to another.
Okay, I see Rashi says, Eruv Chatzeros, Ach Mizuluzu. Even from one to the other. That's the first case. Even from one to another. Right? Ach Mizuluzu. Right? It says, they made an Eruv, Chamesh Chatzeros, Psuchos Amavu, Eruv Chatzeros. Right, they made the mavoi zoluzu, below nishtatfu b'mavoi mutar v'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavoi. That's case number one. Case number two, nishtatfu b'mavoi. They made the eruv, they made the shituf mavos, but they didn't make an eruv in that case. That's case number two. They didn't make an eruv. Case number three, eruv v'chatzeros. They made an eruv of the chatzeros v'nishtatfu b'mavoi, but one of the chatzeros did not participate. So then, that's case number three. Case number four is that they made an eruv chatzeros, but they've and a shituf mavos, but one of the guys from the mavoi didn't participate in the shituf mavos. Rashi is clear. He says Ach Mizuluzu. So I'm not sure what he's talking about there. I don't know what he's talking about. It's against Rashi. Machlokas article Rashi. I'm going with our
Rashi.
Rashi on another base. Right. So maybe he's calling the Maskana then. Machlokas article Rashi. Manasam Hilchos Daf Yomi. Who are you passing like?
Rashi.
There we go. Rashi. Next. Okay. Oh, what about Machlokas Masifta Rashi?
Still Rashi.
Okay. All right. Gemara is now going to ask Mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? So it says Rav Meir. He's starting off. It's going to be Rav Meir, the Amar, who says, now you have Chatzeros that open it to a Mavoi. The Ba'in and Eruv, you need an Eruv for all the five Chatzeros to carry. Uba'in and Shituf. And you also need Shituf Mavos. You can't rely on the Eruv to permit carrying in the Mavoi.
So it's Eruv, you need three things. Eruv in between.
I'll make it easy for you. You only need two things. Each Chatzer only has one house. So you only need an Eruv Chatzeros and a Mavoi. To say that each Chatzer only has one house,
right.
So he's allowed to carry in his Chatzer. To his neighbor's Chatzer, they need an Eruv. They want to carry to the third person, you have to add to the Eruv. Fourth person, you have to add an Eruv. First person, you have to add all five to make an Eruv Chatzeros. and then from them to carry to the mabul, you need a shita. So just make simplify the case, only need two things. So money. Rabbi Meir, he the Amr the Me'inon Eruv the Inon Shita. So okay, that's fine. So Eimim Mitziyasa. Now look at the continuation of the Mishnah. We basically said this outside. Right? The Mishnah says Ve'im Nishtatvu B'Mavoi. But if they just made a, if they just made a Shita for Vos, Mutarim Mikan Lakan. You can carry in the Chatzeros and you can carry into the Mavoi. That's not like Rabbi Meir. Right? Asan Rabbana. That goes like the Rabbana, the Amri B'Chad Asagya. That you only need one. You only need the, either the Eruv Chatzeros or the Shita for Vos. So there's no Halokasha. Right, the im nishtatu is namika amar. It just no chiddush that. It's like the first part of the Mishnah says if they make the eruv chatzeros but they don't make the shita mavos, they can't carry in the mavos. But if they add and they make a shita mavos, then they can carry in the mavos again. So resha and the first two cases are reveyer, no problem. Next, im asefa. Well, look at the second at the end of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says eruv b'chatzeros. They made the eruv chatzeros part. V'nishtatu b'mavoi and they made the shita mavoi. V'shachach echem b'nei chatzer v'lo eruv. Mutarim Kamikan. One of those five guys did not participate in the Eruv Chatzeros. So there's no Eruv Chatzeros. It's gone. It messes up the whole thing. So that now the Mishnah says you can carry in the Chatzeros and in the Mavos. Why? Because you're somich on the Shita Mavos. That's not Rav Meir, right? So Hechidami, what's the case? Idolo Batel, if he did not make Bittel, right? Amai Mutarim. Why can they carry? Why can they carry? So it must be the Batel. It must be that he was Mevatel Rishus. He's Mevatel Rishus. So that comes like Rav Meir. He's Mevatel Rishus. We're not going to be Somech on the Sheet of Mavos. Right? But he says, wait a second. If he's Mevatel Rishus in this part, so Eim HaSeifa, it's Shachad Echa B'Bnei Mavoi, V'lo Nishtatev, Mutarim V'Chatzeros, V'Asurim V'Mavoi. Well, wait a second. The E, the Batel, if he was Mevatel, am I Asurim V'Mavoi? Why would he be Asurim V'Mavoi? Must be that there's no Bittel. So Ikasav, we'll get to that in a second. The Chitema, the Kasavra of Meir, ain't Bittur Rishus B'Mavoi. Maybe just the difference is that he doesn't permit Bittur Rishus when it comes to Gabay Mavoi. Vatanya, we say that no. Hare Bittur Lechem Rishus, or Divra Meir. A Meir does hold that he can be Mavatel Rishus, right? That's by the Tzduki case. So Elop Shita de Lobatil. Must be that the second part of the Mishnah is dealing with a case where there was no Bittur Rishus, only the safe for the Lobatil, Rishon Am Lobatil. Until the end of the Mishnah is no Bittur. The beginning part of that place is no Bittur. So therefore, what happens? So now it's messed up because we're being somech. We're going to be somech on the shita mavos, even though the guy forgot. That's rabbanon. So reisha v'seifa Rabbi Meir umetziyasa rabbanon. So what's going on? Why? How can that be rabbanon? So the Gemara says no. Kula Rabbi Meir. The entire Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So the question is though, if the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, so why is it that when one guy in the chutzner forgot and he messes up the entire eruv? Can you be somech on the sheet of Mavos? So the Meir says, you need both. Here you only have one. Yeah, you may have made an error, but it can't be for nothing. So Gemara says, wait a second. Rav Meir really holds, we'll say it outside first. Rav Meir really holds that you only need one. The reason why Rav Meir always required you to have two is because Shema Yishkach. You have a Gezerah that maybe you forget. Well, in this instance, the Gezerah won't apply. Because four out of five may. He says, time of my Amar Rav Meir in the error in a sheet of, Shalolishtakach Torah's error in the Hatinokos. Vahacha, in our case, when only one person forgot, Kevon deruba iru lo mishtacha. You're not going to forget. The children will say, oh, you make, we made an error. Four of us made an error. He forgot. Okay, we'll be somech on the shita mavos. But if everyone forgot, we would have been somech on the shita mavos, because nobody would be able to remind the children of what they did. But here, they would remind them. Right, right, right. Exactly. Rav Meir is only a gzera, shema yishkach. But if that gzeira is not applicable because four out of five made the eruv, then he's not worried about it, and he'll go back to the original halacha, which means you only need one. The machlokas is only whether you make the gzeira. In principle, they agree. The machlokas is only whether you make the gzeira. Correct. All right. Now we said that our case is where you had those five chatzeros. Right, the cases that they give in the picture is that each chatzer has two houses. So in that case, you would need three things. You would need each chatzer to make the eruv, and then make the eruv with all the other chatzeros and the shita mavos. Well, we had it that each chatzer was open to the other chatzer. Right, now the question is whether or not is that really the case, or is the case going to be that each chatzer is closed to the other chatzer, so they can't get to the other chatzer. They only open up into the mavoi. So the question then would be how do they carry from one to the other. They go to the mavoi and then into the other chatzer. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav lo tani p'sucha zuluzo. Rav did not have our Mishnah with the girsa that the chatzeros are open one to another. V'chein amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana also said, Rav lo tani pesucho zo lozo. Rav did not have the gears, so the chaseros are open one to another. And ikad amri, and some say, Rav kana gufei. Not that Rav said that, not that Rav kana said that Rav didn't have the gears. So Rav kana himself did not have the gears, so lo tani pesucho zo lozo. That they didn't have them open one to the other. So the question is why? Why would they be so upset? Why would they so why are they objecting to the possibility of our case being where the chaseros are open one to the other? So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rav Yosef, my time with the Rav Lotani, why does it say Pesuchos Zu? Kasavar Kol Shituf She'im Achniso Motzio Derech Pesachim Mavoi Losh Meshituf. Because he holds, in order, he says in order for Shituf Mavos to work, maybe he would hold that you have to, it's a schlep. In order for Shituf Mavos to work, it would have to go, it has to go from the Chatzir to the Mavoi, then you bring it to the next Chatzir and bring it out. Everyone has to bring their portion into the mavoi, and then it goes into the chatzer. But if the chatzeres are open to each other, the possibility then exists that they never brought the erev or the shituf in this case out into the mavoi. They just went through each other to put it down, and that according to him that doesn't work. Right? He says kol shituf she'ein machnisu motziu derech pesach in the mavoi lo shmei shituf. Rashi says kol shituf she'ein kol echad ve'echad machnis chelko derech pesach chatzeru lim mavoi. That's not considered a shituf. So Esvei, we say, wait, I can't. That's not true. In order to make a shituf mavos, everything has to come out into the mavoi and back into the chatzer. I'm proving that that's not true. Esvei, Balabais, I should l'shchein of the Balabais, who's a partner with his neighbors. The Zebiyayim, the Zebiyayim, ain't Tzrichim La'ariv. They don't have to make an Erev because they already have it sitting here. Wait a second, it's already sitting here. It never went back into the mavoi and then came back into the Erev. Someone says, no. That's case Hassan the Akiv Ayel. Yeah, they did that. They brought it out and they brought it back in. So the Gemara has another question. Ketsa mishtatim b'mavoi. How do you make a shituf in a mavoi? The Gemara said that you put a chavis, right, the Mishnah over there, and the Mishnah is going to say an ayin tes. You put the chavis down and you say, hare zo l'kol. That's interesting. It says, Baal HaBayis before, so I shut up shchein al zebiyayim, al zebiyayim, ain't shvichim al arif. Can't be an Erev. It has to be a shituf mavos. Because it's talking about wine. I mean, you know that for an Erev, it has to be bread, and wine, it can be Shituf as well. So I guess the Gemara is not medactic on the Lashon of Erev and Shituf. Next question, right? Ketzah mishtatim b'mavoi. We say you put the chavis down, and you say, harezu l'chol b'nei mavoi. So the person, if the chavis is in my own reshus, that's enough. I don't have to bring it back and forth. So Gemara says, no, hasanami da afkiv ailin. What you did is you went back and forth. You did this whole rigmarole back and forth. Next question, maskele rabba bar chanad elamayata. If that's the case, well, hikna lo pas besalo. Right. Let's say I made. All right. I'm. It's proving again. You don't have to go back and forth into the mavoi. So hiknelo. I was marked to other bnei chatzeros the pas that's in my basket. Hachanami de lo habishitu. That should not be shitu mavos. It shouldn't work. V'chitei mahachanami. If you tell me ain't hachanami, then it doesn't work. Well, I'll tell you a case it does work. V'ham Rav Yehuda Amarav. Rav Yehuda says the name Rav. Bnei chabur shayim asuvim. Right, Bnei Chabur are sitting together on Erev Shabbos, the Kiddush Lev Hayom, and now it becomes, you know, Friday night turns into Shabbos in the middle of the meal. Hapasha al shulchan sochim alem mishmeiriv. The pas on the bread, on the bread on the table can work for the Erev. The Amrila mishum shituf, or can work for the shituf. The Amarava lo pligi el kam mishum vayis kam mishum chatzir. If they're sitting in one house, it's for the chatzir. It's for the chatzir. If they're sitting in the field, in the chatzir, it's for the shituf mavos. It's for all of them. So you see that he didn't go in and out. They're just sitting, it's the bread, it's almost the bread right on the table. It's not going in and out.
So what is the purpose of the korah, the lech in
It's an additional requirement.
Additional aside of, they need both now?
You need, of course, you need an Erev.
Lech in the korah and the
sure, and you have to make an Erev. We have a lech, we have our surahs of Pesach, our lech is our korah, and there's an Erev in the neighborhood. That's how it works. So he says, that the shituf works, even if they're not taking out from one each chatzer into the mavoi. So Gemara says, answer is no. So the reason why he didn't that's not the reason why he didn't want the case to be where the chatzer was psuchos olzo. Ella taima derab because savar ein mavoi niter belechi bikora achi yubatim chatzer psuchim lesocho. He said the only time a mavoi, when you put up the lechi bikora, can become mutter. Only time is that you have to have houses. You have to have houses open until chatzer. You have to have chatzeros open to the mavoi. And he holds if the chatzeros are open one to another, it's not considered multiple chatzeros. It's all one chatzer. He views it as one chatzer. Then all you have is one chatzer opening into the mavoi. If all you have is one chatzer opening into the mavoi, then that mavoi does not. You can't put a lechi and korah and do what you need to do in order to make that mavoi mutter. You need to have multiple chatzeros open into the mavoi. And here, if the chatzeros are all open to each other, he's going to view them as one chatzer, not multiple chatzeros, and therefore it doesn't help there's nothing there to permit carrying, to get to the first step, to permit the mavoi for carrying. Okay.
Must have multiple chatzeros?
Just like we've seen that a few times in the Masechta. Just like in order to have multiple batim into the chatzer, you have to have multiple chatzeros opening into the mavoi. And in this case, he's holding that they're not considered multiple chatzeros, it's considered one chatzer. But they're open to each other, considered one chatzer. Hey, we'll stop here. Have a good day.